Paul to the Thessalonians says to us and challenges us, rejoice always. Again, I say, rejoice. As we enter into this third week of our Advent season, we as a people of God have been preparing in many, many ways. Preparing for the one who is to come. The one whom we are not even worthy, if you will, to bend down and untie the sandal straps. However, we are called to rejoice. I am not naive to believe that this season of Advent and soon to be Christmas does not have its challenges for people in our world. Maybe even those sitting right here before us. As we say rejoice, maybe in our mind and our heart we say, you know, that's the furthest thing from my mind. Because I've lost a job, I've lost a loved one, I have a broken relationship, I have sickness, I have death. I worry about my children and my children's children. The realities of my life. Does the church really know and identify and understand those? And the answer is yes. The answer is someone whom we await understands and knows us so well that we continue week after week after week to light a candle in anticipation of the one who is to come. Whether we want that one to come into our lives or not is inconsequential, because that one is coming. We cannot stop it. And so Paul says, rejoice that the Lord is almost here. Emmanuel, God with us. Will come again. And instill in our hearts the joy that leads us to gratitude, thankfulness. And our gratitude leads us into deeper and deeper prayer. And that prayer is one of joy. The challenge for us as a people of God is to show it here as best we can, that others might be drawn to that same joy that might lift them up for just a brief moment. We don't have to go around walking out of this church. Come on. We know that's not going to happen, right? Because as soon as we walk out those doors, life is going to hit us once again. Whether it be the cold or all those things that we just mentioned. But we can practice that joy in small ways. Maybe it's opening the door for someone else and saying, please, go. Maybe it's allowing someone to go before us in the traffic of Morgantown. That might be a penance rather than a joy for some. Maybe it's allowing someone to go before us at Target, at Walmart, or Kroguchi. See, I got the pulse, folks. Because I'm there too. But allowing them to go ahead of us and having a joyful spirit. A joyful spirit that is Christ. And if we have that joyful spirit that is Christ in our gratitude, which leads us to a prayer, then our joy will be complete. Our joy will be complete in Christ.